We are one with Christ, October 16. We reflect Christ to the world. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me, John 17:23. In the intercessory prayer of Jesus with his Father, he claimed that he had fulfilled the conditions which made it obligatory upon the Father to fulfill his part of the contract made in heaven with regard to fallen man. He declares himself glorified in those who believe on him. The church in his name is to carry to glorious perfection the work which he has commenced. And when that church shall be fully ransomed in the paradise of God, he will look upon the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Through all eternity, the ransomed host will be his chief glory. We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are to keep the Lord ever before us. Those who do this walk with God as did Enoch, and imperceptibly to themselves they become one with the Father and with the Son. Day by day a change is wrought upon mind and hearts, and the natural inclinations, the natural ways, are molded after God's ways and spirit. They increase in spiritual knowledge and are growing up to the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. They reflect to the world the character of Christ, and abiding in him and he in them, they fulfill the mission for which they were called to be the children of God. They become the light of the world, a city set upon a hill that cannot be hid. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. Those who have been lighted from above send forth the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness.